This is Bronson Hermuth coming to you from Nashville, Tennessee on Music Row on a beautiful morning, and I have the honor today to be sitting with singer-songwriter Trent Jeffcoat. Thank you for doing this, Trent.
Hey, Bronson, I appreciate it, Bo.
So you come from South Carolina?
Yes, sir. Lexington County.
And your family, were they musical?
You know what? My family loved music, but hardly anyone played music. You know, it's kind of interesting. I started writing songs when I was about 8, and it was just kind of an interesting thing because nobody else ever had, you know, never had even really played music. So, you know, kind of cool.
What inspires you? I mean, why did, I mean, you just...
You know, at an early age, I think more than anything, my mom, even though she didn't play music, there was always music on. You know, everything from classic country, of course, but also she loved... you know, Sinatra and Dean Martin and you know, Como and Tony Bennett and all those folks.
You started playing guitar at the same time, or you just wrote, just sitting there with
Well, them? Interesting thing. I've never played guitar. I've always just wrote lyrics and melody in my head at the same time and just kind of...
Just sang them out
a cappella? Sang them out a cappella. I even, you know, growing up and have an interesting kind of way of doing it, but growing up, whenever, you know, all of my buddies and all in school would hang around, you know, we'd be wherever the party was at, and I'd just sing a cappella.
Yeah.
You know, for however long they wanted.
So when you were 8, so just like when the family would be around, you'd be
able to start family singing. Reunions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's very cool. And the songwriting, though, you just saw always had a way with words?
I always had a way with words, and always had a interesting sense of humor. And And, like, the first song I ever wrote was for my grandma, and she's a very humorous woman, but she gets her way, and she's a wonderful woman, but I wrote a song called She Bosses Me Around This Little Town for my granddad, you know, and her, and, it was pretty cute.
So did you sing in church?
I sang in church, later on, whenever I was in a praise band, whenever I was around 22, 23.
Did you have in school? Were you like in the choir and the madrigal and all that?
I was. I was in chorus and choir, you know, all through school until probably about 10th grade. And then I got out of it because they were real strict about how you're supposed to sing. And, you know, I wanted to kind of do it my way.
So now when did you start singing where you were actually getting paid to sing?
You know, I was probably 18.
There's the local clubs.
Around.
So what was the towns?
Lexington, South Carolina, Columbia, South Carolina, Swansea, and Gaston.
So somebody heard you sing that was Pickers, or you found the band? How'd you get hooked up with the...
I had a couple friends that just played, and, you know, we'd get together and that kind of thing.
So what was the inspiration to come to Nashville?
You know, I didn't do the normal thing where I played a bunch of dates, you know, and just kind of gradually came to Nashville. I was in the reason I really kind of finally made the decision was I broke my neck when I was 21, and me and my wife were in a car wreck, and wasn't supposed to be able to move anything from my chest down, and that's what the doctors had told us, and about 5.5, 6 months later, I was up on a walker. And thank the Lord, yes, sir. He's been really, really good to me, And more than anything, I look back at it now as a blessing because I wouldn't be here doing this. I know I wouldn't. I had settled into, you know, I played music, like I said, when I was around 18 up to about 20. And then, and I was still writing songs every day. But I was working with my dad doing footing work, foundations for houses. And the money was good, you know, I was newly married. We just built a house, you know, had everything you're supposed to have to be happy. You know, then we got in this wreck and just kind of really made me look at things a lot differently.